friends, it is so, so great to be sharing our second Thrive in 3 of 2022. We are trusting that your year has started off so well for you. I know that for so many of us that mental wellness is a real struggle, especially at the beginning of the year. Sadly, I know so many people who are overwhelmed, depressed, suicidal, and even anxious. Today, I'm going to share a short teaching on anxiety because I believe that this is one of the biggest struggles that many of us are dealing with at the start of this year due to the past two difficult years. Anxiety in its simplest form is when an individual faces potentially harmful or worrying triggers. These feelings of anxiety are not only normal, but they're necessary for our survival. So, for example, when I'm walking at the dam near our house and I see a dog that looks like a horse coming towards me, I feel anxious and I take the long route around that dog. It's a survival strategy that kicks in. But an anxiety disorder is when the duration or the severity of an anxious feeling is often out of proportion to the original trigger or stressor. Anxiety is triggered within you, and then you start to experience various feelings, negative thoughts and beliefs. You may start to feel nervous, overwhelmed, your breathing rate may increase, your palms might start to sweat, and your heart starts racing, which often makes you feel sick. As these thoughts persist, so does the overwhelming feeling, which then causes anxiety attacks or panic attacks. The continuous thoughts in your head won't stop jumping from one thing to another, creating confusion where there is no clarity of thought, and so the circle of anxiety continues while becoming worse over time. Today, I would like to offer a few coping mechanisms for when we experience high levels of anxiety or stress. But obviously, if these don't help, it's so important that you see a psychologist or a doctor. So here are a couple of coping strategies. Firstly, take a time out. Practice silence and solitude and breathe deeply. Eat a well-balanced diet. Keep your sugar levels constant. Limit your alcohol and caffeine intake because these aggravate anxiety. Get enough sleep. Your body needs sleep. Exercise daily because we need that dopamine injection, feel-good hormone into our bodies. Take deep breaths. Inhale, exhale, count to 10 slowly. Do your best, but don't aim for perfection, rather just your best. Accept that you cannot control everything. It's also important that we laugh, welcome humor into our lives. Get involved, volunteer somewhere at a church or at a nonprofit organization. Learn what your triggers might be. Is it work? Is it family? Is it school? And then limit your exposure to those triggers. Talk to someone. Find a friend, a doctor, a pastor, someone you can talk to. Maintain a positive attitude and replace negative thoughts with God's word. You know, Philippians 4 verse 6 to 7, it tells us this. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. I trust that this Thrive in 3 has helped you, friends. And if you have a friend who needs this, would you be so kind as to pass on this clip? Just in case you forgot, you are more precious to this world than you will ever know. And if you are struggling with mental illness, you don't have to do it in silence. Reach out to someone.